Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, speaking of football, and by the way, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Speaking of football, as you just heard that promo right there, we'll talk some football at 11 o'clock with Elliot Shore Parks joining us on the program. Lots to talk to Elliot about, and we look forward to doing that in 15 minutes. Also, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. All right, today's question, what's worse? A, I guess it's who or what's worse. A, Brett Brown. B, the Phillies bullpen. C, and I'm not making this up, today's weather. All right? Those are our three choices. This is real. Twitter poll question of the day. Let's find out what kind of mood people are in. What's worse, Brett Brown, the Phillies bullpen, or today's weather, which looks borderline like the end of the world out there right now?
I feel very confident in what should win this poll. Very confident.
I don't know, man. It's it could be a 33-33-33-er, you know, and then we can figure out whether 33.33 is a number.
That bullpen is soul crushing.
It's really bad. John had asked, and again, 11 o'clock, Elliot will talk to him. John had asked about the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, do I see a light at the end of the tunnel? You know, talking a lot about the Phillies and the Sixers today. John, I do see a light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately for the Phillies and Sixers, and for all of us to care about the Phillies and Sixers, I got to hop sports. Light at the end of the tunnel. Fortunately, yeah, for all of us to love the Flyers, yeah, Carter Hart. Dude, Carter Hart.
Ooh, buddy, are you right about that?
Is really, really, really good. And, you know, we've seen it all year. But, you know, watching that game over the weekend, I mean, I was watching him very, very closely. And one of the things that stands out is he is always in the right spots, meaning positionally, he's never flailing. He's never, yeah, like, I remember, and I loved Ron Hextall. You guys know I loved Ron Hextall. He's my favorite Flyer of all time. But Hexy would be so far out of the net. It was a little different time. You could handle the puck differently, different rules. But, I mean, Hextall was always scrambling back and all that stuff. And, by the way, he's one of the better Flyers goalies in the last, you know, 40 years since Bernie Parent. The reality is Carter Hart, when you watch him closely, technically speaking, and I'm no goalie expert, but technically speaking, you can just tell he knows what he's doing because he's never out of position. He always seems square to the shot. And that includes when passes have been made side to side, which a lot of times can throw a goalie off. You know, the puck's here, half a second later, the puck's there, but he's never caught off guard. It's like he can see the play before it happens. It's very impressive. And he is, John, probably the light at the end of the tunnel right now for Philadelphia sports. Unfortunately for the Phillies and unfortunately for the Sixers, that doesn't help them at all. But if you want a light at the end of the tunnel for Philadelphia sports fans, that guy's the real deal, man.
Love him. I do believe in him. And I'm a little bit worried about Raffle being out indefinitely.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
Against the Bruins.
Yep.
Don't know exactly, of course, you know, what the injury is, yeah, but
at least it seems like it's not playoff threatening, they're saying.
Yeah,
which is a positive.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
positive.
It's gonna happen. You go through four rounds of the playoffs.
No question.
Which basically is the equivalent of 2 months of hockey.
Well, especially
you're gonna deal with multiple injuries.
Especially after the layoff. I mean, we talk about a lot in baseball, but it's all these sports. I mean, these guys have been off for 4 or 5 months from like full hockey activity.
We'll say. I'm not ready to go there yet.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying it's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. Sure, it's possible.
The way Raffle was helped off the ice bothered me.
Yeah, well, it didn't look good.
No.
Yeah, didn't look good. He looked injured. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Talk to Joe in Mayfair. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. I mean, the answer of the day is Brett Brown. I love the weather today is great. It's a cool down. We haven't had rain for a while, and I'm actually enjoying watching it. So it's refreshing.
Well,
to
I'll
see
tell you this,
Joe.
It's I guess it's not. And you're right. Sometimes a rainy day is nice when you're indoors, which John and I currently are. But having had to drive here, knowing that we got to drive home, I mean, I was literally I was timing up my drive here for when they said a tornado warning would pass, while still trying to get here in enough time to make it, you know, to actually do the show.
Try having to walk your dogs in the morning, too. That was a treat.
That's fun. At least you can laugh at it. That's yeah. the fun of it. But yeah. Let's get to some serious stuff with the Sixers and Brett Brown. And I've been saying it for a couple of years now, guys. And it's Ben Simmons is that 14-year-old girl that has daddy's finger wrapped around. Mm-hmm. He gets whatever he wants. He's that spoiled child. Mm-hmm. And he's been spoiled since day one.
Yep.
And you can see the demeanor of every other player. If your stars don't respect the coach, either will anybody else. And that's what's happening with the Sixers. And I don't know if Al Horford's lost it. I don't know Richardson's lost it. When you're mentally, again, not playing for respecting the man behind the bench, the example I'll give is Hextall for the Flyers, tons of talent, didn't know X's and O's, didn't put players in the right positions, right line combinations. You bring in a head coach that has respect, that has a clue, look what happens all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You put players in the right positions, you believe.
And you know what it also can be? We talk about players in the right position, but, you know, I think there's a part of sports. I mean, sometimes it could just be motivation. Sometimes it can be conditioning. Like, I don't know if Dave Hextall had them in the top flight conditioning, and maybe he did. So I'm not assuming he didn't.
But
sometimes it's just stuff like that, just preparing your body.
No, it's just respect about the person. It's like how as a child you respect your parents and you'll go through a brick wall for them. In sports, there's certain coaches that players will do that. And especially if you're a young player, you can't have this Hollywood attitude that I'm better than the team.
I agree with you.
And that's a major problem. And with Carter Hart, guys, it's Patrick Waugh 1986 all over again for the people that have followed hockey for years. When Patrick Waugh came up, it's very similar stature, always in the right position, won the Conn Smythe his rookie year. This is very similar to that. And when I watch the Flyers and then I watch the Sixers, it's like night and day.
It is. It really
and,
is.
And when your top line for the Flyers does not have to score in a game, and you dominate the game against the Bruins team, it's pretty special what this team can do, especially when that first line gets chugging.
I agree, Joe.
So, absolutely, I'm looking forward to Flyer season. And Phillies bullpen, I'm not worried about the Phillies yet. Maybe after 10 games we can talk about it. If they go 5-5 or 6-4, there's still plenty of time left.
All right,
left.
Joe, give me from Movie or TV, a reporter,
well,
media person.
There's a tag team in a movie. Can I only pick one of the tag team, or I pick the tag team because they work together?
We'll give you the best of the two. So give us the tag team, and we'll label you with the best of the two.
It's going to be Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward and All the President's Men.
Yep.
So I'll go with Dustin Hoffman's character, probably one of the best reporting, the Nixon Watergate scandal, one of the best movies of all time when it comes to that. Also with Dustin Hoffman in that movie.
It's a classic, the Woodward and Bernstein, you know, combo. So here's the
deal. The caveat on the Flyers, though, let's not forget Tuukka Rask was not playing. Let's not forget that when we lost to the Bruins, the last time we played them, the reason we lost is Tuukka Rask stopped everything.
He was unbelievable.
Can we also just take a second and acknowledge that a smart caller on WIP just compared our goalie to Patrick Waugh? Like, what? When in my lifetime has that happened?
I like how you said a smart caller, meaning, hey, maybe.
Joe knows what he's talking about. You know, like, what just happened there?
No, like, that's cool, because Patrick Waugh, like, in my lifetime, I'm 42, there's a definitive top three goalies in the last 40 years. And it's Patrick Waugh, Martin Brodeur, and Hasek.
No question.
Now, I'm not saying that Carter Hart's that, and obviously let's, you know, cool our heels a little bit, but it's exciting to know that they've got someone in there who you really feel, barring injury, has a great chance for the next 15 years to be a dominant force. And, you know, he talks a lot about the mental side and preparing, and he just looks, you know what he is out there? He's calm. I mean, that's what it looks to me. It looks like he's calm with his movements in a good way. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Will. What's going on, Will?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, Will.
Great,
question of the day, I'd say the Phillies bullpen. Who was that guy that I had in there, faced the two batters, had him on first and second.
No, that it was
and
awful.
Then they had
Guerra.
Two mound visits. Yeah. What's that?
Guerra.
Yeah, Guerra, yeah. Yeah, he had the mound visit, first of all, with Realmuto, and yeah.
He got into the game, walked the leadoff batter, hit the second guy.
Awful.
And JT's like, hey, whoa, man, let's go over the scouting report for a second. Yeah. Then immediately you got the pitching coach out. I mean, it was horrendous. It was clear that in my mind at that point, it was like, okay, as soon as he gets through these three batters, they got
to
get him out of there. You can see it in his eyes.
Go.
He knows he does not have it tonight. Girardi's going to get him out as soon as humanly possible. And then he didn't.
Yeah.
Why?
I saw it coming. I was surprised his third batter didn't hit that homer because I could see it coming.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, this guy, he's already got two runners on. He's going to give up a three-run jack.
Yeah.
We're going to be down 6-1. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Yep.
As soon as that home run was hit, the game was over.
Yep.
The game was over.
Yeah. That was done. It was a wrap.
Yep.
And the greatest report, I don't know if you guys watched SNL back in the day, a couple of years ago, Bill Hader as senile, slightly racist reporter Herb Welch.
Great one.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
He would take the microphone and hit the people in the face with it every time they answered a question.
Jeez. All right, fair enough. Appreciate the call. Well, I don't remember him. You know, JT's name just came up. You know what I thought of from last night with JT? And this is the kind of thing, like, I respect, because I would be the complete opposite. I'm sure you guys caught that one pitch. I forget who the pitcher was. I think it was Harriet. I think it was pretty early. It was, like, way outside and in the dirt, and JT, his hand basically stops the ball,
yep.
His bare hand. And if you guys notice, he put his hand up in the air, and he was just about to bring his hand down to be like, you know, move his hand like when you get injured and you want to, like, shake it off. But it almost struck me like he stopped shaking it off to be a tough guy, and I admire that. Like, I don't know if you guys – it was a very, very little
thing. I didn't notice it.
Yeah, because a lot of people, when that happens, you'll try to do a motion like – I mean,
of course, yeah. Like, feel your hand out.
Right.
What just happened? Is anything broken? Whatever.
But he's the kind of guy who doesn't say ouch.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I would have tapped out of the game.
Yeah.
Hell, I would have tapped out of the week. 215-592.
And you could see him. I mean, he's down in his crouch, and he's rubbing, you know, his hand on his leg, like trying to make the pain go away.
Yeah.
I appreciated that too.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. All right. The NFL. It's been a notable week for the Eagles. Doug Peterson obviously having tested positive for coronavirus. How they're moving on, what Doug had to say yesterday. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks up ahead next. His perspective to the Eagles next, plus phone calls as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.